For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
David Wells has pitched a perfect game. 27 up, 27 down. Baseball immortality for David Wells. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Back on The Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. All right, BT. So I tweeted this last night because I was thinking about you, and I figured, you know what, tomorrow we got to give BT another chance here to have that Francisco Lindor apology. We tried it last time, and Lindor has only gotten hotter since then. I mean, the two-run homer off of Chris Sale, that's MVP-type stuff. That's Mike Piazza-type stuff. When you get Sale was dealing, Braves had the lead. When you get a big home run like that from Francisco Lindor, you know something special is going on. Obviously, he's been playing like one of the best players in Major League Baseball for an extended period now.
That's about time.
Even to a point where his numbers have come up, where the numbers are fine in itself, but think about the stretch that he's been on, how absurd those numbers are just from when he was in the leadoff spot.
Yep.
Like, talking about the best in baseball. Are you ready to give a better, more definitive apology to Francisco Lindor for the harsh, harsh words that you've had to say about him so far this season?
I mean, so the word apology, and by the way, it's not just this season. I mean, I've been saying this about Lindor, you know, wondering
that is
when
true.
He
even
was
before,
going to.
Yeah, before I mean, you and I, and we've been together for a year. I just know this season in particular, you know, we don't need to rehash all of it, but he should just be right-handed exclusively. He's, you know, I don't know if you said washed up, but he's certainly passes
bat speed. Yeah, we don't want to rehash it, but of course he looks to cite every example.
No, I'm just giving you a little reference.
So apologize. All right, so here's what I would apologize for. So, you know, When I walk, I walk fast. I walk fast. I'm a speed walker. I just, for whatever reason, long legs, walk fast.
Right.
Now, the way our radio station's set up, I'll take you behind the curtain for a second. Our studio's here, right next door. Boomer and Gio and Stu Gatz, for some reason, was camped out there for a couple days this week. And then in the back, obviously, the executive offices, the sales, and then there's the coffee room. Like, if I'm walking quickly and I'm turning a corner, and either I have a hot cup of coffee or one of our coworkers does, even if I don't know them.
Right.
And I kind of like, you know, accidentally like bang it or just stop short of hitting them. And like they abruptly stop and they spill the coffee or I spill it on them. I'll say, I'm sorry. My bad.
Right.
I apologize for that.
Right.
Or if I'm getting out of an elevator and I really don't see something. I'm not the elevator, but I'm going in through a door. I always try to hold the door for people. I always do that. I teach my kids that as well, especially my son. But if sometimes somebody like ducks in last second and the door shut and you really didn't see them, but you want to let them know you were ready to do the humanitarian thing, the nice gesture. I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Especially if it's a woman or somebody elderly,
right?
I'll apologize for that. I will not apologize for having an opinion. Why in the world would I do that?
Because
I need guidance.
It was a wrong opinion.
Okay, so, right, so maybe, wait, hold on before you go. So if this station is rooted in wrongness.
Correct.
If you really think about it, the station is rooted in wrongness. So is everybody going to go on the apology tour?
Well,
what do I apologize
well,
for?
Well, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Like for me, and I forget, maybe the apology is not the right thing.
Oh, okay. Let's play the semantics game. Okay, maybe that's the word that's giving me a problem.
But an admission of being wrong. Now, I have apologized to Vientos, saying I was wrong about him. You brought that up. Remember you said, hey, you ready to apologize? I don't know if you said apologize, but hey, you ready to walk back to Vientos? I may have used the word apologize. And you were also
very personal. Like, he's not a ball player.
He's
stinks.
Not. He was
285 with an 830 OPS.
You know what's most impressive to me about him? His glove.
Yeah, I know. He's handled third base pretty well. I know.
I can't believe it. Anyway, I apologize to Vientos. I apologized to Steve Cohen, saying I was wrong. I was mocking you. You said playoff team. I've watched baseball my whole life. This isn't a playoff team. I know what a playoff team is. This ain't it. And I went on a rant ripping them and saying this is embarrassing. The Yankees are better. I can't deal with this anymore. So all those harsh things that I had to say about the Mets, I stood up and said, you know what? Weeks ago, I apologize. You were right. I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, did it need to be I'm sorry? Maybe not. Mm. But at least an admission. And I want it directed to Francisco himself because I think he's earned that. That at least an admission of maybe it was wrong to say he should only hit right-handed. Maybe it was wrong to say he was on the downside of his career. And I'm putting it mildly here. We can go back and check the tape. maybe you don't need to say I'm sorry, but however you want to say it, the admission of how wrong you were about Lindor.
How about if I frame it this way, and I do mean this. See, the source, and it looks like Hoff is grabbing the microphone. We're going to get double teamed here in a second. Hold on. You're about to get bullied on my own show. All right. Fantastic. At least Doval have my back. Muscle that is. The source of my consternation with Lindor has always been, and I've always said this, and I've always meant it, is that the player that I thought the Mets got was not the player that I watched with the Cleveland Guardians play against the Yankees, the Indians at that point, okay? And I kept saying, I want to see that guy. I need to see that guy. I love great baseball players.
Right.
Baseball's my favorite sport. And now, in year four, now there were flashes last year, 30-30. I got it. A little hollow for my taste, but 30-30 is 30-30. Now I see it. Now I see a player who right now is playing like one of the absolute four or five best players in baseball. The odds for the MVP have tilted very much so in his favor based on where he was. And he is doing something that I did not, based on deep dive into metrics, a lot of stuff, including bat speed.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did not think, or I was not sure. I strongly surmised he was no longer capable of being that guy. So from that perspective, I will happily say I was wrong.
There you go.
I will not apologize.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I will say I was wrong.
Fair enough. I think it is semantics. I didn't mean like you did anything wrong to him personally.
Oh, well, it's very noble of you. Thanks.
And by the way, there is one more thing before Hoff. I know you have something here. Before you jump in, there is one thing that I've seen circulating on social media about something you said in comparison to Volpe, like, oh, I would take the Lindor version of Cleveland over Volpe,
yes,
but not now. That's like That's nothing in comparison to the criticism that you laid on Lindor. I don't understand why.
Somebody picked that one up too?
I saw that last night. Olive, one of the guys from the John Boy group, he was retweeting. And I was like,
well, retweeting my stuff?
Retweeting that. There was like a quote board. You know, the fan put out the quote board.
Yeah, yeah. But WFAN did it?
Well, a while ago when you said it. You said something. I asked you, would you take Lindor right now, or would you take Lindor's career for Volpe months ago?
I remember that.
And you said something like, no, not now, but the Cleveland version, yes, but not this one. And
I'm sure I incorporated the money, to be fair. That's always been a part of
whatever. But my thing was like...
Yeah, that's nothing, baby. You can find worse than that.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. There were like 15 other things that you said way worse about Lindor than that.
All right, but that was making the rounds yesterday.
All right, Hoff, do you have one of that?
I do have something there. This is where you should apologize to Mets fans, because you went so hard on this for the past few years. And first of all, Mets fans do not hate Francisco Lindor, but you said that Mets fans will learn and turn into hating the Francisco Lindor contract.
I did say that.
And that is where we completely disagree.
I agree.
And Mets fans never hated Francisco Lindor and will never hate him.
Okay.
And we are going to be there, sold out crowd.
I don't know if that's true.
When his number 12 is raised in the rafters and retired, we will all sell that place out, because Francisco Lindor is doing something special here.
It's about the only time you sell the place out is when you retire a number.
Not true, because Doc and Darryl was not selling.
As long as it's a Hello Kitty bobblehead involved, then you sell it out.
Now, hold on a second. This is, it's a smart move on your part. It's an opportunistic move on your part, but you are omitting the past. There, before this hot streak.
Don't do this every time. Because you make this sound like Francisco Lindor has been Jason Bay.
I can't allow you
as a Met fan to minimize Francisco Lindor's accomplishments here. He was 30-30-30 last year.
He's going to turn me back into the aggressive anti-Lindor pit bull, and I don't want to be that guy.
But you have to be. When he was hitting 090, he's going to make me do this again.
Right. When he was hitting 090 and 120 and 129 and 137 and 148, what I would do every night.
Well, kill him.
Not a superstar. He wasn't.
Is he not a superstar now?
Hold on. You're conflating two things. You're talking about...
I want an apology.
You're not getting one. You get context, you get perspective, you get a debate, a conversation, you're not getting an apology. You just not get one. And neither is Lindor. That's it. So
Mets fans, I will Mets say, fans deserve an apology from you for you telling us that we will never appreciate Francisco Lord, that Lindor.
Well,
that's just
false. I will say, in alignment with BT, the Mets fans hated the contract.
Correct.
As recently as, you know, pre-Lindor leadoff
five weeks ago.
That's not true.
Yes, that's not even true.
No, they hated the thumbs down Javi Baez, Francisco Lindor stuff.
You said that. I'm not saying hated Lindor the person. I'm saying the contract.
The contract is nothing with Steve Cohen.
BT said that they hated the contract.
But nobody does. That's the thing, is nobody really sits here and says, wow, Francisco Lindor's contract has killed this Mets franchise.
That's a different argument.
But it's a bad contract.
It's not, though.
Yes, it is. It was then, and it still is now. It's still an overpay. But Lindor, the player, obviously now is starting to be the superstar.
Yes. And it's nice to see. And it took him long enough.
Some of us didn't think it was possible.
Some of us did not.
You both need to apologize.
All right, BT and Sal. I'm not apologizing for anything. I've already said my sorry. The Mets are winning. Leave me alone. BT and Sal.
Oh, my God. I can't escape this.
Yeah. Okay.
He looks awesome. He looks awesome.
I did get an I was wrong in there.
I'll always say I was wrong. Right. I'll always man up with that. And if I do something that is like truly offensive to somebody, I will certainly apologize. I will not apologize for a position that up until a month ago was right.
How about the three of you being more contentious than BT and Stu Gatz earlier today? I didn't have that on the bingo card for today.
Oh, Hoff jumped in, and now all of a sudden things are getting feisty around here.
Yeah.
I was just looking for an apology for Francisco. I think he's earned it.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.